Good morning, and thanks for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and joining me this morning, I have Diane Gubatayo with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition and Haley Beard with KIC, the KIC Domestic Violence Program, and they are here to speak about teen relationships and
teen dating violence awareness month. Happy Valentine's, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So, you know, we want to encourage our young people to have healthy relationships, and we're here to promote an event Friday night involving our students that we're really proud about, that they're stepping up to speak to this issue. And so let me just kind of hit on that right away. Friday night at the Juno Douglas K-High Varsity Boys Basketball event at halftime, thanks to the leadership of dance team coach Alma Parker and some of the other people, the pep band, Deidre and Jaylin with cheerleaders, and Coach Stockhausen with the boys' varsity team. Let's just say it's a big event involving focusing on students and healthy relationships for students. And so they will be doing the Break the Chain dance, which is from, you know, historically One Building Rising. And also they will be speaking to the issue of teen dating violence awareness.
Yeah, and I think this is the fifth year that they're going to be doing the Breaking the Chain dance. So that's exciting. Yeah. Right? We got like a pattern going on here of talking about teen dating violence in February, which is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And the more we break the silence and break the chain, we can break the chain when we raise awareness to these issues. And part of the reason why teens experience teen dating violence is because the lack of awareness, and they're more likely to fall into like masculine, feminine roles. And so they're just seeing what they're mirroring the relationships that they've seen throughout their lives, whether it be in their personal interactions or what media portrays.
And we've talked about this a lot. The power of social media has changed relationships so much, mm-hmm. and especially for teens, I think, and young people. It's just changed the dynamics. And so, for example, you know, we don't like to throw out too many statistics, but 1 in 3 teen dating violent or teen dating relationships involves psychosocial emotional abuse, in the sense of, you know, shaming maybe on the internet or on Facebook or mm-hmm. on their text messages or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're just trying to help raise the awareness that I know I was shocked as a parent having raised 5 kids that I was never aware of this until I worked in the field. Yeah. And I think we're just trying to help support parents and families and young people to just be conscious of this, the dynamics of these relationships.
You have this event happening. Are there other things happening throughout the month that are going on to try to address this issue?
Is it for teens? I know we're having an open event, right? A kind of poetry slam kind of event.
Yeah, so we're working with Wishes Prevention Team and Erica Paquette to organize a couple of other events that are going to kind of trickle into March. And so we had a full schedule in January, and so we're doing this event, and hopefully we're going to roll out a couple of others, and we'll let the community know as they come out. But we're really excited just to have the platform of the basketball game and get the message of like breaking that chain. And we're going to have 4 student speakers, 2 from K-High and 2 from Juno.
Juno Douglas of the players actually speak. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of what's ongoing every year, regardless of events, and that is in the schools, part of our curriculum is education about healthy relationships. And KIC participates, WISH participates. This is part of our health curriculum to teach young people directly what are the health signs of a healthy relationship, and what are the signs of an unhealthy relationship, and what to look out for, and to give, I think, to me, the foundation is to say it begins with self-respect. You respect yourself, and then that grows from there, how you interact with others. So,
yeah, I think it was 74% of 8th and 9th graders identified that they were already dating, and the average victimization for it's like a tween, basically. Average victimization of a sexual assault is 12 years old in Alaska. So that's pretty young. So it's good that we start talking about these things early so people know that it's okay and that it is socially acceptable to talk about these things. But Diane and I were just kind of talking about the multiple layers that can happen with social media and abuse, and especially because we live in rural Alaska. We live on an island, and especially if a teen doesn't feel like they're accepted in our community here or that they have a community here that they identify with, that it's very easy to find that community online, and that leads to further isolation where they're not being seen with maybe somebody they're connecting with romantically. So there's lots of apps online, to monitor those kind of things for parents, and just even healthy dating apps as well. So,
and I guess I was shocked to learn that 1 in 10 teen relationships, dating relationships, has a physically violent component, whether it's hitting, slapping, kicking, some kinds of things. It may not seem so serious, but it's like it can elevate or escalate, I guess is the term I want to use. It can escalate. It can start out with that romantic phase and then suddenly evolve into a more serious power and control issue.
Yeah.
So a lot of times what it is the boyfriend will maybe text the girl. Most times it's the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, though. Girls have been known to be the perpetrators. But anyway, they may text them 20 times a day, or they may say, what were you doing talking to that person? Or, you know, just try and control their interactions with others. And that's an aspect. It's very subtle, but it is really an unhealthy thing.
Yeah.
And now everyone is so connected or attached to their phone or other device.
Yeah.
And you are missing a big part of that face-to-face kind of relationship. A lot of communications are through text or Facebook or other fashion.
And you lose a very important component, which is the physical facial expression of the person or their actual reaction or having them there to defend themselves or whatever. You know, it just takes away that component. And so that's what it's all about. It's about helping young people understand you can fall into certain traps and you deserve to have a healthy, happy relationship, and you deserve to have respect. And that's kind of the message that we hopefully will get out this event.
Yeah, and having positive experiences within their community, like going to an event like the basketball game and interacting with fellow community members and peers and listening to, well, watching the drill team do the break the chain dance. We'll also build resilience. We did the resilience fair last year, and the whole idea was that healthy new experiences create that resilience to and be less likely to engage in violent stuff. But
so I just want to express my sincere thanks to the school district for allowing us to help organize and bring this event into the schools and to the community. This is a way to communicate to a larger audience, and also just honor the students for their participation and their belief in what we're trying to do. So we're very fortunate that way. We have a great group of students here in Ketchikan. So
yeah,
you spoke about the Break the Chain dance. Is it the same dance every year?
Yes.
So you get better year by year.
Yeah.
I actually know all the steps now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I looked it up online and I poorly attempted it. So I kind of like flopped around. But it's a very good dance. It's fun. And I don't know. It's kind of like had some Thriller-esque moves and, you know, pointing to the sky. I am holy. Like, those are some words.
Okay. And what time is, do you know what time the basketball game is, or roughly when?
Well, it's the varsity game starts at 7:15 traditionally, and this is a halftime event. So that's where I must thank Coach Alma Parker for giving up her regular dance team time to honor this event. And so halftime at the varsity game.
Okay, very, very good. Anything else you wanted to add?
We hope to see you there on Friday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Haley Beard and Diane Gubatayo, again, that event coming up this Friday. It is now 13 minutes before 9.